Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time now listening to these Dhamma teachings. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts. One of the best things we can do to start the day is to go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then, when we have difficulties or problems today, we can remember to think about what our teacher, the Supreme Buddha, has told us, and try to find solutions that matches with the Dhamma. Because the happiness that comes from following the Buddha's instructions lasts a long, long time, even into our next lives. So, when we go for refuge, we're reminding ourselves that it's the Supreme Buddha's teachings that we want to follow, the Supreme Buddha's path to happiness that we're traveling. So, place your hands together and think about the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha while you chant along with us.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts For happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Metta Bhavana, loving kindness meditation. Now we'll train our minds in loving kindness. When we practice this together, it makes it easier to handle difficult situations with people around us. We train in this by listening to some phrases that will remind us of how we want to think. Today, there'll be some silent periods when I want you to keep thinking the same thought in your head. The last thing you'll hear me say is, "May they live happily." So when you hear that, try to keep saying that in your head until the next reminder comes. And at the very end today, there'll be about a minute of silence. It could be that by then, your mind is very calm and peaceful, so it's easy to sit still and continue meditating. Or it could be that by then, you have a really hard time even keeping your eyes closed. If that's the case, I do want you to try extra hard to at least keep your hands on your lap and your eyes closed. I promise that the more you practice, the easier it will get, and the more you'll enjoy it. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
May I be free from anger. May I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily. May all beings in this place be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings
In this city, be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this province be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this country be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this world be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering, be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Live happily. Live happily. Live happily.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya, meritorious children. Today we are learning another great quality that Buddha had. So that great quality is Sugato. Sugato means Buddha followed a beautiful path. And hope you remember this path. What do you call this path? The Noble Eightfold Path. Now, do you remember a day we learned these noble qualities that are consisted that are consisting in the Noble Eightfold Path? That was the day we learned about the Sammasambuddha quality. So, the fourth noble truth is the truth that there is a beautiful path to attain Nibbana consisting of eight factors. So, Blessed One, our Buddha, he followed the beautiful path and attained Nibbana. And hope you remember the eight factors. Do you remember? The first one is Sammaditti. Then second one is Samma Sankappa. Then Samma Vacha, Samma Kammanta, Samma Ajiva, Samma Vayama, Samma Sati, Samma Samadhi. Now these were all in Pali. Do you know the English meanings? I'll try to remember. First one is having a right view. We should have right views. Knowing the Four Noble Truths. Then, right intention. Children, so, right thoughts. We should have right thoughts. Thoughts of renunciation, thoughts of non-hatred, thoughts of non-harming others. So, these are the thoughts that we should develop in our life. Then, we will be also following the Noble Eightfold Path. Nothing else. So, then the Blessed One had right speech. The Blessed One developed right speech, abstaining from telling lies, abstaining from divisive speech, abstaining from harsh speech, abstaining from gossip. So he abstained from all those things.
That is having right speech. So just imagine, what's the opposite of telling lies? We talk the truth. What's the opposite of divisive speech? We unite others. We develop harmony among others. We don't break the unity of others. We don't break others' friendships. Some, they break others' friendship and they're happy. They feel happy after they break the friendship of others. So these are evil thoughts. Then harsh speech. So what's the opposite of harsh speech? Pleasant speech. Practice pleasant speech. If you are saying Teruvan Saranai, if you are saying Namo Buddhaya, those are pleasant speech, children. If you say, may you be well and happy, may you have long life, those are pleasant speech. That gives happiness for your life, and other people feel happy when they hear those words. Those are the words that are not harming others. Malicious speech. So the last one is idle chatter. That means just talking unnecessary things. So here, you know, they talk about actresses, about kings, then just about unnecessary things. There are 32 unwholesome talks. There are 32 topics that we should not talk. So what are the useful things? There are 10 useful talks. We can talk about wisdom. We can talk about effort. So we can talk about being happy with few things. So these are good things to talk. So Blessed One had all these good qualities. Just imagine, Blessed One, you know, for 35 years, from the day he became a Buddha until he attained Parinibbana, you know, he had all these qualities constantly. No such thing as breaking precepts. No such things as in the monastery living happily when after leaving the monastery a different life. No, not like lay people. From the day the Buddha became a Buddha until he attained Mahaparinibbana, he had all these qualities without declining. So Blessed One had right speech. Then Blessed One had right action. So what are right actions? So Blessed One abstained from killing living beings. Blessed One abstained from stealing. He abstained from sexual misconduct. He lived a celibate life. So that is right action. Then, dear children, the Blessed One had right livelihood. Never cheated others. Even before becoming a Buddha, he had an amazing life. He had an amazing life. We should learn the Buddha's life story. Even before becoming a Buddha, he had never had a lustful thought or else a bad feeling towards the women who took care of the Buddha. So that much the Buddha's mind, before becoming a Buddha, was purified. Right livelihood. Buddha had all these qualities. Then Buddha had the right effort. Buddha had the right effort to abandon all the unwholesome deeds and develop wholesome deeds. Then Buddha had the right mindfulness to do that. He had the gatekeeper to do that. And having all these 7 good qualities, finally he gained the concentration. He developed the concentration. And also after developing the concentration, he got 2 other knowledges. So all those, finally all those 8 factors lead to obtain other 2 knowledges, finally. So, dear children, we should be happy that it was only a Buddha who realized this Noble Eightfold Path without the guidance of a teacher. We are all following this path of Dhamma with the guidance of a teacher. So be happy that today we learn. Be happy to that today we learn the Buddha's 4th great quality, that is Sugato. We learn about Sugato. So hoping to learn the next good quality of the Buddha, that is Lokavidu. So hope to learn about the Loka Vidu quality on our upcoming program. And may you have a happier mind towards the Buddha, knowing that Buddha is a Sugato now. No, you should be happy that when you say Sugato, when you say Itipiso, Bhagava, Rahang, Samma, Sambuddho, Vijjacharna, Sampanno, Sugato, Loka Vidu, when you chant this, when you go to temple. So the moment when you say Sugato, from today onwards, you should know the meaning of Sugato. Then you are doing and chanting things. You are chanting things and offering flowers by knowing the Buddha's great qualities. Amazing, children. Even if you recall one good quality of a Buddha, even at the last stage of your life, that will also lead to be born among the Devas. That was said by Arahant Nagasena. We are protected by the Buddha's qualities. We were so happy, children, to learn a great person who had unequal qualities. Since we got the chance to learn the Buddha's great qualities, we have a refuge every day. Each and every moment we have a refuge. There's someone for us to think wholeheartedly without regretting. There is a Dhamma to practice without regretting. There's a wonderful group of Sangha to help us in life to attain the Nibbana. Even the Buddha has passed away, yet there are monks to help you to practice this good Dhamma and to have wholesome qualities. Be happy, children. There's no other protection than the triple gems. That is Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So on this day, may you have the happiness. May you have the possibility. May you have the effort to think of the Buddha. Now from today onwards, think of the Buddha's qualities by knowing the qualities, by knowing the meanings. And by knowing the meanings, by recalling the Buddha's qualities, by knowing the meanings, may you have the opportunity to have and to develop a strong faith, a strong confidence towards the Buddha, like a strong pillar, and realize the Buddha's teachings in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Today, we've collected very powerful good karma into our lives. Going for refuge, Supreme Buddha said, very powerful. Taking the five precepts, extremely powerful. Practicing loving-kindness meditation, really, really powerful, even for just a moment. If we can practice thoughts of loving-kindness, the Supreme Buddha said, we create very good merit into our lives. So, when we do all these things, we like for others to have a happy mind thinking about this. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May they have a happy mind remembering these good deeds. May they protect the Dhamma. May they protect this island of Sri Lanka. May our teachers rejoice in this merit, our parents, our relatives, our friends. May they all have a happy mind thinking about the time that we've spent together collecting good karma. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.